Leroy Jordan, presented by Jordan Redwood, Leroy Jordan Lumber Company, also a big partner here at Midtown Village in Tuscaloosa. He generally records a conversation. Tonight, he is live and on the air. Leroy Jordan, welcome into Tuscaloosa with Martin Houston and Ryan Fowler tonight.
Mark and Ryan, how are you guys doing tonight?
Doing great, and you?
I'm terrific, man. I'm out in, you know, country, kind of like a lot of parts of Alabama. We're out here, our deer hunting lease, and so we're out here just looking at animals and kind of waiting on the ball game tomorrow afternoon.
Well, let's talk about that ball game. But before we do that, I always like to highlight something, but going back last weekend, you sort of capped this off, and we were talking about the Auburn game, and I feel like, you know, we're a couple of days behind, but Alabama was able to lay a whipping on the Auburn Tigers, 49-0. Your thoughts about that game last week?
Well, I thought it was one of those games that we had to, you know, show well in. You know, I don't think Coach Saban ever tries to run up the score. You know, he doesn't ever try to score 80 or 70 or anything like that. So I was very pleased with the way our team came out, and seemed like the concentration was excellent. And even though Auburn was not playing very well, it seemed like we were really taking care of business on the football game.
We're talking with Leroy Jordan, Martin Houston, Ryan Fowler. And Leroy, let's talk about the big game. It's Georgia-Alabama. Get your analysis of this upcoming game that's not only for an SEC championship, but a chance to play for a national title.
Well, it is, and that's something special. You know, last Saturday night was awful good to us after our game, so that was a great feeling to see some other teams give us some real help in getting back in the picture. So. You know, and I'm sure that our players and have gone over that time and time again in the last couple of weeks, and realize what an opportunity we have here to play for another championship game, and it doesn't come along very often. So, you know, this Georgia team is an outstanding football team. Coach Mark Richt has done a great job for many years, and he's really put together another group of athletes that are just outstanding. You know, Aaron Murray and Todd Gurley are two outstanding offensive football players, and they really lead that particular part of the game. And you know, they have outstanding defense with a great defensive lineman. So you know, this is going to be one of the we're going to have to play our best game of the year, I think, to win this ball game.
Hey, Leroy, this is Martin. Ryan has asked this question a couple times, so I'm going to ask you, is dealing with the defense, Jarvis Jones, a linebacker for the Bulldogs, and I really believe if he had not been suspended early on, he's had the type of season that would be the same as the linebacker from Notre Dame. He would be in that same caliber of conversation. The question Ryan keeps asking is, how do you neutralize or stop a linebacker like that? I know you played that position, and I know many times teams scheme to try to limit your impact on the game. How would you take that approach against this guy?
Well, I think we've got to do that with the running game, and we're going to have to be really good at coming off our lineman blocks. Our linemen are going to have to pick up the linebackers, you know, when they slide block or something, and you know, hit the lineman first and go up on the linebacker. So we really got to do a good job of that and create a holes for our running game, and our runners have got to do an outstanding job. And I think otherwise we've got to go with our offense and start from the beginning to, you know, make plays and first downs. And you know, we can't wait till the end of the game and 2-minute drill to win this football game. We got to go out and attack from the beginning of the game on offense and on defense.
Aaron Murray, a junior quarterback, has really performed at a high level and 30 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, but he's thrown for over 3,000 yards. Looking at his play, and no doubt, it's the best quarterback that Alabama has faced this year as far as passing quarterback. Johnny Manziel there at Texas A&M is no doubt a special player and is probably the odds favorite to win the Heisman Trophy, and he should be. But Aaron Murray's a different style of quarterback, really would like to stay comfortable in that pocket. What do you look for Alabama to try to do to maybe confuse him? Because he has showed in years past he's 10-1 against – 11-1 against top 10 teams. I've said it backwards. He's won one game. He's lost 11 games against top 10 competition, the only win coming via the Florida Gators earlier this year. How do you confuse a guy like Aaron Murray that showed that he can be confused and to try to show him some different looks to disguise those blitzes?
Well, I think we've got to do that. We've got to have our blitz packages together and everybody really in tune with their assignments and everything, and I'm sure that's been a real emphasis this week. Coach Saban and the defensive staff, I'm sure, have been all talking about getting assignments down, knowing where we are, knowing our alignment, and knowing what to do when the ball is snapped. So I think we'll do that, and we'll get some licks on Murray. I think that's the best way to really slow down any quarterback or any other particular offensive guy, but especially quarterbacks, is to get some licks on him. May not be traps, but if you're back there in his face and taking some shots at him, he's going to certainly change his position, move around a little bit, and become less effective when he does move.
Another question, and helping us understand this, is Leroy Jordan, presented by Jordan Redwood, Leroy Jordan Lumber Company. Leroy Jordan, a Crimson Tide legend, a Dallas Cowboy Ring of Honor member, recognizes the great players in Dallas Cowboy football history, and Leroy's with us tonight. Leroy, talk about not only sometimes when you show the blitz, but then you back up in coverage can be as effective to slow down a passer like Aaron Murray as actually bringing the blitz. Can you talk about that disguise of showing blitz, but then backing up in coverage and trying to confuse the quarterback in the secondary?
Yeah, I think it's very important, and we've got to know his cadence, and we've got to know when to show and when to bluff, and I think our guys are really improving on that. Earlier in the year, I think they were tipping off a little bit, but I think they're improving on that now and getting enough experience that they can show and then come out of it and really confuse a quarterback. And I think it's going to take that because he's got experience and knowledge and is an outstanding player. So we're going to have to give him some looks and then take him away. And if we are fortunate enough to make a turnover, interception, fumbled, or something like that, that's going to really benefit our team.
Leroy, this is Martin again, and I'm kind of changing the subject from the game. And as a former Bama player, one to another, I'd like to know, you've had great success here at the university with the Dallas Cowboys, and of course, in your own business. When you look at what Coach Saban has done, I mean, in his years back here, and the fact that we're potentially playing for a third national championship if we win this game tomorrow, what similarities do you see in him and Coach Bryant that made them both great as coaches and as influencers of young men?
Well, I think both of them are very equal in their ability to motivate the young people and inspire young people to be the best they can be, no matter where it's on the football field or in personal life. So I think they're very similar that way. I think they're both big game coaches, and I think they've shown that over their careers. And I think this is going to be something that's going to be another one of those big games. So I think it's going to bring out the best in Coach Saban and the staff and all of our players.
You've played in some Super Bowl games. You've played in national championship implication games. You guys won a national title in 1961, and I know Martin won one in 1992, and we're going to throw this question a little bit later to him. But it seems like on Alabama's side, they've been there, they've done that. They've won two national titles in 3 years. They're competing for what would be a third national title in 4 years. On this side of the fence, Nick Saban's talking about it's the next game. Just do what you do. A.J. McCarron was quoted earlier on Wednesday saying, you know, I know it's Georgia, but it's another game. We're going to try to do what we do. How is a player not to let those emotions become part of the game? How did you guys control that maybe the night before the Super Bowl when you know how much is riding on one game? Because Georgia on the other side, they haven't handled it very well. And some of their guys have been talking and, you know, a little bit different scenario. But how did you guys handle that preparing for, you know, a big game like the Super Bowl or even the national championship game?
Well, I think you have to have the emotional factor there where you're really ready to play at your very best and exert every ounce of energy in every play you can. But it also has to be a controlled, you know, excitement and energy and everything. You can't, you know, can't make penalties, you can't make mistakes, you can't miss assignments. So it's got to be under control, but certainly I'm one of those that believes in that enthusiasm and everything on the and I believe that has been what we did this last week at LA.
Well, Leroy, we always appreciate the conversation. Each and every Friday you hear from Leroy Jordan. I know you and I will at some point connect, whether we take a couple of weeks off and enjoy the Christmas holidays, and hopefully we're talking about Alabama and Notre Dame. We just hope that Alabama is able to continue that success. Tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock Central Time, CBS is going to be broadcasting the game. And Leroy, have a great time out at your hunting camp, and we've always enjoyed these conversations, and hopefully we'll be talking about the Irish from South Bend, Indiana, in a couple of weeks.
All right, y'all have fun time, and let's take a couple weeks off and come back and get ready for the Notre Dame people.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Leroy.
All right, bye-bye.